Families who think they're becoming part of a second stolen generation in the Northern Territory are fighting back. With the help of their local Indigenous MP, two families have managed to persuade the Territory government to return children taken from Arnhem Land into care. Jane Barden reports the NT government has conceded it's still taking too many Indigenous children away from their communities.
In the lounge room of his Sydney home, Paul watches his two grandsons play and thinks about the struggle he's had to get them out of the care of child protection authorities in Darwin.
It's almost like a bereavement when you have your children taken away and grandchildren taken away. I didn't sleep the whole time properly in the 4 months they've been away. And as we fought to get them back, we seem to go down a black hole where the Territory families had so much power and control, and we really felt impeded every step of the way.
For legal reasons, the family can't be identified. Paul is angry that when the 3 and 5-year-olds were removed from their parents in Arnhem Land, he wasn't asked if anyone else in the family could care for them. That's despite NT child protection law requiring that an attempt be made to place Aboriginal children with family members before putting them into foster care.
We heard nothing at all from Territory families. We heard from the children's mother after the event. They didn't seem to even look into us or immediate family. We were shocked by it because it's a nightmare trying to get children back out of the grips of these government organisations.
The boy's aunt says they came back traumatised.
They were asked not to speak their language and weren't called by their Aboriginal names. This, in comparison to the stolen generation, is exactly what happened back then, and it's happening again now.
There are 2 of 9 Indigenous children that independent MLA Yinye Goyla is alleging were stolen from their families in Arnhem Land.
The government took those children away because they thought they had to look after them safely, but there are always the extended family that could look after them more safer.
The NT Families Minister is Dale Wakefield.
Some of those children have been returned to Arnhem Land. Others are still in care due to health concerns. I'm more than happy to look at the systemic issues that have been raised in those cases.
Last year, 1,000 children were in care out of the Territory's population of just 250,000 people.
We know we've got a lot of work to do in this area, and that is one of the reasons why we went to the election with a focus on really diverting children from the child protection system.
Since raising the cases of the 9 children, Yinye Goyle has been contacted by many more parents.
The families that those children have gone back to have stopped crying, but those children are still away. The worry, the trauma is getting bigger and bigger.
Independent NT politician Yinye Goyle talking there with Jane Barden in Darwin.